Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, I will call this meeting to order. Today is Monday, October the 5th, 2020. We are here at the Board of County Commissioners meeting. Okay, we'll continue on. Okay, at this time, I will request that Ms. Lassen do our invocation, then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. If everyone will please stand, and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance immediately thereafter. Ms. Lassen.
All wise and wonderful Heavenly Father, we are now in your presence in this particular building to do the work for the county, to make sure that we are able to help those that are in need of help and things continue to move smoothly, even though we are going through terrible time. We ask you for your patience, for your grace, and for your mercy. In his present name, we all should say amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you for that, Ms. Lassen. Because we do have a quorum present, all members are present, and we'll proceed. Like I said, welcome and thank you again for coming. First order of business is to review the consent agenda. If all the board members reviewed them, and do they have anything to add?
I do not.
I do not.
I have one thing, Mr. Chairman.
What is that, sir?
I would like to add to the agenda, the appointment to the James Sprunt Board of Trustees.
I do not.
I think we need to do that as an agenda item, and it hasn't come up yet.
I was going to ask the board tonight when they wanted to schedule it.
Be the next meeting.
Okay.
So I'd rather do it as an agenda item rather than as a consent agenda, which we had.
Isn't that what I'm requesting to do?
Well, Mr. Davis asked us to let him know when we wanted to add it for the meeting, and the next meeting is the one that I was going to do it.
I think he's asking to add it to the regular agenda tonight, just for clarification.
I request that you hold off until the next meeting because we've got some things in place.
I mean, we'll take a vote on it. That's all I know. I mean, I want to go ahead and get it off the plate.
Well, we'll take a vote on to see if we'll add it. I've been vetting some people to go into that position, and I think we need to give people a chance to bring their names up, and we've got 2 weeks to do that. So I'm requesting that you hold off. All you do, you're going to push it.
Whatever the pleasure of the board is.
When are we supposed to submit a nomination?
They didn't give us a deadline, Mr. Thompson.
Sir, Mr. Dow said 2 weeks. I don't know what the relevance of that was.
Sir?
You said 2 weeks.
No, I said last time Mr. Davis Brinson asked us when he could put it on the agenda when we requested. And it just hadn't come up, and nobody notified me that they wanted to put it on today. Otherwise, I would have addressed it. Okay, and I'll put it up as to a vote as to if we want to put it on today or wait until 2 weeks. That'll give everybody a chance to vet their people, bring it forward to board.
Mr. Chairman, just as a point of order for the minutes, I believe Commissioner Garner has made a motion. I'll need a second.
Did he make it in form of a motion? He said he wanted to add it on to the agenda.
He did just add, say he wanted to add it, but he didn't make it as a motion.
I'm just trying to get clarification.
Okay. I mean, because, I mean, I thought he just asked to add it on, and then, you know, we vote to where we accept the agenda or not.
Okay.
But, I mean, from my standpoint, I don't have a problem doing it tonight because I know who I want on it, and I've already talked to him. He said he would. So, I mean, you know, I can address it tonight, but I can wait and address it 2 weeks from now. Don't make any difference, but... I mean, I think I made a suggestion to you guys last week at the end of the meeting.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that I was wanting to recommend.
I think as a point of order, if I may.
What is it?
Chairman, as a point of order, if Mr. Garner is adding that it be placed onto the calendar, I think that be placed onto the calendar. And then if he makes a motion to appoint someone, that can be voted on and approved or declined, or it can be tabled until the next meeting. If Mr. Dow wanted to do that, he can make that motion. Those motions will need to be seconded, and then we go from there. But I think he wanted to add it on the calendar or on the agenda.
Okay.
It's pretty much moot. I mean, that needs to be done because of the request. That's why we address that at the beginning of the meeting.
Once you approve the agenda.
Correct.
Once the board approves the agenda.
All right. Well, this is the consent agenda that we are adding to. So that's what you want this to do.
Just to add it to the agenda.
All right. All right, is there anything else?
Yes, sir. I request that we add to the regular agenda Mr. George Futrell, Assistant County Manager and Airport Director, to present a work authorization amendment regarding the T-hanger project at the Duplin County Airport for the board's consideration. And I would also ask that the board have a closed session for legal matters pursuant North Carolina General Statute 143-318-11A3.
All right, we've got three things that we need to add to the consent agenda. To the agenda. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Okay, motion carries. Okay, do we have anyone for the public comments?
That's the motion for George's.
All right, thank you. What do you want to add, sir?
At the end of the regular agenda will be fine, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll open up for public comments. Are there any listed?
No one has signed up for public comments, Mr.
Okay,
Chairman.
We move on from public comments. Next item up on the agenda is the... It's you, sir. Mr.
Yes,
Branson.
Sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear now in order to request public hearings be scheduled. A public hearing must be held before any lanes can be named in Duplin County. Ms. Maxine Turner has requested to name a lane at 1130 Bill Sutton Road in Alberson Township, Gage Turner Lane. We've also had a request from Mr. Robert Brown to name a lane at 1343 East NC 24 Highway, Kenansville, in the Kenansville Township, Joyce Murphy Lane. Therefore, I'm requesting that you schedule two public hearings on November the 2nd, 2020 at 6 p.m.
So moved.
A second.
I've got a motion and second to schedule two public hearings on November the 2nd, 2020, to name a lane at 1130 Bill Sutton Road, Alberson, North Carolina, in Alberson Township, Gage Turner Lane, and to name a lane at 1343 East North Carolina 24-inch Highway, Kingsville, North Carolina, Kingsville Township, George Murphy Lane, in accordance with the Duplin County addressing and road naming ordinance. Is there any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Okay, Mr. Davis, you're going to do the road concerns this time?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now to hear any road concerns that you may have or any members of the general public may have, so that I can convey those to the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
I don't have any.
Scott?
Do you have any?
I do have one, sir.
Okay.
You were talking about the roads, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Glass.
The road. But on Bartlett Road, the railroad, they are not cutting back like they used to. From the railroad tracks, whoever the railroad is, they used to make a complaint and they cut it back, but they're not doing it, and that thing is growing up. Pretty soon it's going to have any trees.
Do you mean on the state right-of-way for the highway, or do you mean on the right-of-way for the railroad?
On the right-of-way for the railroad. Who do you have to see, a call or what?
That would be CSX's property. They have to maintain it. It's actually their property.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
But now, if it's impeding your sight at an intersection, I'll be glad to make DOT aware of that, and they can try to address an intersection. But as far as the railroad track itself, they won't be able to do anything to help us with that.
Oh, okay.
Is that it, Ms. Glass?
Hmm?
Is that it?
Uh-huh.
All right. I do have one at 1101 South Highway 50.
Okay.
The resident complained that the corrosion on the road edge at the driveway is corroding where it's a dangerous dip. She has hazard pulling in and out of a driveway.
Okay. 1101 South NC 50. Keenansville?
Yes, sir. Keenansville. Okay.
Yes, sir. Jamie, can you step out in the lobby and see if any members of the public have any road concerns?
How you doing?
State your name.
My name is Angela Bismay. I didn't think I needed to, but I'm up here all the time.
Can you repeat?
On the road by the cold storage.
Bruce Galston.
That little intersection is going across that railroad track.
Okay.
It'll tell you call it going across that railroad track. You need to be fixed.
Okay.
Okay.
Bruce Galston Road, just off 117.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, are there any other road concerns at this time? All right, thank you for that. Okay, next up is Ms. Angel Venencia. Please come in.
Good evening.
All right, hello, ma'am. Good evening.
I come before you with two requests tonight. The first one is permission to hold a public hearing on November the 2nd relating to our fiscal year 22 grants that we use for funding our transportation system.
So moved.
Second.
And the next one is...
Hold on for just 1 minute, man. Let's do this real quick. I've got a motion and a second to schedule a public hearing on November the 2nd, 2020 at 6 p.m. regarding fiscal year 2022 grant submission to fund the Duplin County Public Transportation Department. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. All right, thank you. Go to with you next one.
The next one is a couple of months ago I come to you about some grant funding for the CARES Act that we were going to receive. Since that time, DOT has awarded us some additional money of $260,900. So I come before you requesting permission to accept that fund and have Mr. Chairman, sign on one of those agreements.
So moved.
That was a grant?
Correct. It's the CARES funding, the CARES Act.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and second to accept the additional $260,900 in coronavirus aid relief, economic security, CARES Act funding. Authorize the chairman to electronically sign the supplemental agreement between the Duplin County and the North Carolina Department of Transportation and authorize the necessary budget amendment. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Okay, motion carries. All right, Mr. Branson.
We've already done that, Mr. Chairman.
Matt Bart, please come in.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Members of the board, I appear before you tonight to request a waiver of competitive bidding. This bidding would involve the furniture that will be allocated to our backup center that we have arranged an interlocal agreement with Wayne County. This furniture will be used at our station there at the center in Wayne County. This price point that you have in your packet was a price that was bidded on by Wayne County, or by this company through Wayne County, and went through their bidding process there. They have offered to extend this contract price to Duplin County so that all the furniture in the center will match, and that this furniture, the money for this, will be pulled from the 911 funds, so it will not involve any county dollars at this point.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and second to waive competitive bidding under North Carolina General Statutes 143-129G and allow Duplin County Commission Communication to purchase telecommunicator console furniture from SBFI Group. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Okay, Mrs. Tracy Simmons Carnegie, our health director, please come in.
Mr. Chairman, due to illness, Ms. Simmons Carnegie is unable to be with us tonight, but I'll be standing in her place if that's okay with the board.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Ms. Simmons Carnegie has asked to reclassify a WIC director position. Due to past recruitment and retention of WIC staff, including nutritionists, a decision was to consider a reclassification of the current nutritionist to WIC director position to a public health nurse slash WIC director position. As a public health slash WIC director, the responsibilities are included as well in your packet that was provided to you prior to the meeting. There are several surrounding local health departments that have made this similar change over the last several years for their WIC program as well. And they have received, they meaning the Duplin County Health Department, has received approval from the State Office of Human Resources. They're having trouble recruiting this WIC director. They feel they can more easily fill it with a public health nurse who would also take on those responsibilities. She has the funds in her budget and advised me by phone this afternoon that it would be no increase to her budget.
So moved.
Second.
I've got a motion second to reclassify the current nutritionist to WIC director position to a public health nurse, which is a two WIC director at a grade 73. Any discussion? Have you reviewed this and think that's a good decision?
I do.
But that's a lot of the job. I mean, it's a lot on one person, according to what I read.
Yeah, I do think it's a good decision, Mr. Chairman.
All right. All right, thank you. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries. Thank you very much. What's the next one?
The next item Ms. Simmons Carnegie asked me to place before the board for its consideration is to request the acceptance of immunization action plan funds in the amount of $13,224. This agreement addendum revision one provides additional funding to the local health department to enhance and adopt influenza activities and to implement innovative local solutions to achieve increased vaccination coverage during the COVID-19 pandemic.
The local health department shall emphasize improving flu coverage in individuals with known vaccination coverage disparities and those who are at higher risk for complications from flu and COVID-19. I would ask that the board accept these funds.
So moved.
Second.
You get that, David?
Yes, sir.
I've got a motion and a second to accept the immunization action plan agreement of addendum 715 revision number one, funds in the amount of $13,224 on behalf of the Duplin County Health Department and approve the necessary budget amendment. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Okay, motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, Mrs. Tori Jones, please come in from the Board of Elections. Okay, everybody was given several documents and updates that she provided for the meeting. Okay, go ahead. Would you state your name and then your concern, ma'am?
Yes, my name is Tori Jones, and I'm with the Board of Election. I'm the interim director, and I'm requesting for the Board of Election to accept the $35,000 from the North Carolina Community Foundation, the grant.
Okay, and that's for the $35,000?
Yes. And I also would like for you to motion to approve the associated budget amendment.
Ms. Jones, can you tell the board what the funds will be used for?
Yes. The funds are going to be used for, $25,000 will be used for the telephone line upgrade, the $3,600 newspaper advertisement in the different times, the $3,534.36 is for desktop computers, the $2,351.98 for laptops with cases, $300 is a fax machine, $614.18 Microsoft software, the $2,000 for scanners, the $268 is for the lock boxes for the ballot with keys. The $3,600 is for portable fire department lights, $500 for the Board of Elections office lights, $574.75 additional cell phones, 25 each, $3,000 for high speed mail opener, $1,650 for office supplies like staplers, folders, papers, trash bags, clinics, highlighters, $2,000 for thermometers. $250 is for goggles, and I forgot one at the top. It will be for additional workers for curbside voting.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay.
So moved.
Second.
I've got a motion and second. And this is to accept the grant funds in the amount of $35,000 from the North Carolina Community Foundation Election Administration Assistance Fund and authorize the necessary budget amendment. Any discussion? If not, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Okay, motion carries. Okay, I'd like to thank all of you for coming and supporting your interim director. You know, I think it means a lot to her and it shows the compassion that you have for your board.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. Good luck to you. Job cut out for you.
Mr. Chairman, if we can now hear from Mr. Futrell.
Okay. Okay, Mr. George Futrell, you up, sir?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and Board. I appear before you tonight. I
appreciate
that you allow me to get on the agenda tonight with the contract amendment for our airport engineering, or one of our airport engineering firms, WK Dixon. It is a net zero sum transfer of funds from one line item to another, but it is a contract amendment. And so we can approve those at the airport board level. So the airport board has approved this amendment number one, the amount of $2,755.50. We would request your approval tonight.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, thank you, George. I've got a motion and second to approve the work authorization number 9, amendment number 1 for the Duplin County Board, the Duplin County Airport T-Hanger Project in the amount of $27,55.50. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And approve the necessary budget amendment. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I have one announcement before we go into closed session.
Okay, well, we still have to do.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Edwards, if you're honest. Can I go ahead with that, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Garner has requested that the appointment of James Brunt Community College Board of Trustees appointment be put on the calendar or the agenda.
I make a motion to appoint A.J. Connors to the James Brunt Community College Board of Foundation.
Okay, I've got a motion and second to appoint Mr. A.J. Connors to the Board of Trustees. Any discussion? The only thing I have to say is that whenever we have these appointments like this, I think we all need to have a discussion to find out if somebody's vetting somebody else to appoint, because there's several people that has expressed interest. And I think we need to give the public an opportunity to get on some of these boards if they desire to. So with that being said, is there any other discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Okay, motion carries. Okay, Mr. You make the notification.
Yes, sir. I'll
whenever time comes. All right, thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board has received an invitation from the Warsaw Veterans Committee. They ask that you please consider joining them at their annual veterans celebration put on by the Celebration Committee, Warsaw Chamber of Commerce, and the Town of Warsaw. It will be the 100th Veterans Day celebration. It will be held on Saturday, November the 7th, 2020. They state that they would be honored to have you in attendance, reserving a seat for you on the reviewing stand as their special guest for the 100th Veterans Day celebration and parade. And if any of you desire to attend, I have an RSVP that I can send to the town to let them know to reserve a place for you on the reviewing stand, Commissioner Lanson. And if any of the rest of you can go back and look at your schedule and see if you can work it in, I'll be glad to let the town know that you'll be in attendance.
That's a 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock start time?
It's 11 for the parade. I think they want you at the reviewing stand by 10. Though.
That's right.
Okay. Can I say something in regard to that?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman.
I've been advertising for them for the last probably 3 years, because this is the 100th anniversary, and it's the oldest in the nation of North in the state. It's the oldest in the nation, and it's recognized by the state of North Carolina. So we need to support our municipalities, and especially this year, with that being something that's very important. We have a lot of veterans in Duplin County, some from far back as World War II. I think we have a few left.
What was the date again?
November 7th.
It's Saturday, November the 7th. At 10 a.m., the VFW will have a memorial service. At 10:45, there will be the presentation of the Grand Marshals, and the parade and flyover and parachute jump will begin at 11 a.m.
All right, and I always attend the, they lay a wreath at the memorial, is it 10 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Or 9?
10 o'clock.
Every year at 10 o'clock, they do a memorial service before the parade. And if there are any veterans, we've been invited to ride a float that they haven't put a veterans this year. All right. With that, are there any other?
I have no further announcements.
No.
Mr. Chairman, we do need to go into closed session.
Second.
I've got a motion and second to go out of open session and the closed session. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against nay. At this time, the motion carries. We are in closed session.
Could you ask Daryl and Joey sitting here?
Anything else that we need to discuss besides adjournment date?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, the update on the, can you advise everybody on the update in this room, please?
Yes, sir. The room was painted last week by Crafts Painting from here in Kenansville. We put some of the pictures back on the wall, but they were, what is it, November the 9th, I think, is the date that they've given us now, target date, I believe, for the audiovisual upgrade to come in. And once that's done, then they can lay the new carpeting because they want the wiring to be in place before they lay the carpeting.
All right, gentlemen.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion second to adjourn this meeting until Monday, October the 19th, 2020 at 6 p.m. for a Board of County Commissioners meeting in the Duval County Administrative Building. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those in favor say nay. At this time, we are adjourned.